At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
50 years covering music, this man, John Bream, and he's still as good as ever. It's always a pleasure when John joins us. John with the Star Tribune. John, like all of our guests, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So we culminate the Minnesota Yacht Club last night with Green Day. You were a part of it all 3 days. Did it live up to the expectations a critic would have? And did it live up to the expectations that an everyday music lover would want, considering the circumstances, the locations, the location, and the acts?
Well, that's a long question. They're long involved.
Yes,
true. You know, music festivals like this, you have 30 bands, and like the State Fair, you try to be a little something for everyone.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to like every band, especially if you're a critic. If you're a fan, you may remember, oh, that one song they had in the 90s that was on MTV. I remember that song.
Yeah.
But you don't care for the rest of what they do. But I think all in all, it really lived up to expectations. There was a lot of great music. Every day there was good music, you know. And there were times when, yes, I wish I went to the restroom or I wanted to go stand in line for 25 minutes to get food or whatever it was.
Yeah. Over.
Generally it was very successful. But I'll tell you this. My body feels it today, but so does my soul. It was a great weekend.
That is a great weekend, and you were there for so much of it. I'll just mention I was there Friday.
And I didn't see you.
I don't know how you missed me.
Why didn't you text me?
I should have texted you.
Was your phone working? The cell phone service is incredibly poor there.
It was incredibly poor. It was about as efficient as those lines for food. I was a bit hungry and went, nope. And then when we left, they basically were giving away food. This one lady was so nice, she's like, I'm going to throw this food away. We want some food. So we grabbed some food walking out.
And how was it? Was the food?
Pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah. I talked to a number of people at food who were there, and they enjoyed it. And they were more patient than I were, because plenty of them waited well over 30 minutes.
And you paid over $25 for just about any food item.
Yeah. We had, this will shock you. We had some drinks. And
really?
The double was not the double. And it was still around $20. It was more than $20 a pop with a tip. Okay, the bootlegger and the margarita doubles, which really singles, $70.
Wow,
$70.
Yeah. There was a couple sitting at the same picnic table I was at. They bought two 32-ounce Miller Lights, or it might have been Coors Light, with a tax and tip, $56.
Yeah, that's. Is this just what these festivals are like all across the country in comparable cities?
And also C3 Presents, which does this festival, also does Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, many other festivals around the world. This is the way it typically rolls.
I've always enjoyed Alabama Shakes. I missed their absence. And I loved everything a part of what Brittany Howard and her group were a part of Friday. What did you think of their performance?
I think... of an opening non-headlining set that I've seen at a festival. That may have been the best one of all time. I mean, it was incredible. I'm a fan of hers.
I
saw her on her solo tours, and she seemed a little like she was trying to purge some anger on those solo tours. But on when we saw her on Friday, she was looser, more confident, happy, and just deeply emotional, and had this like Etta James-like drama. I mean, it was an incredible performance. I mean, to me, she is a world-class performer.
I am with you 1,000%. You know this much better than I, but I was with my gal, and I said, this is something really special, right?
Yeah.
And I said when she did this, when she talked about how touched she was and how much it meant to her, and I said, you know, how many times you're at a show and, hey, and I think Hozier might have said, great to be back in Minneapolis, you know, so I'm sure that bug some of the St. Paul folks. But sometimes, John, and you've seen it thousands of times, it's I've got to say thank you. I said to Michelle, I go, that seemed really genuine to me. It seemed like somebody who is so appreciative in what this is, the people, the band, and just the place she's at in her life. Maybe it's just at that point, but just loving what's going on.
Right. And, you know, if you see her 6 months down the road, it might be different. But this was only they'd been on hiatus for nearly 8 years, Alabama Shakes. They had a couple other gigs before this, so this was the third gig. But this just really moved her to see the reception she got, and she was so into it. Yeah, I felt the same thing with Teddy Swims. When I saw him a couple of years ago, he was crying. He was so thrilled and moved to be there. Whereas I saw him this time, you know, no crying. He was very professional.
Yep.
And I wouldn't say slick, but he was definitely very professional. And sometimes that happens. But Brittany Howard was genuinely moved the other day.
Yeah, you're talking about Teddy Swims just at the Armory. It's so funny you say that because I was going to go and then I couldn't at the last moment because I'm a fan of their music. I heard the same thing. A friend said, you know, again, played music I liked, played music I hadn't heard of and liked and some, and just felt like it was a little more rote. It was a little more autopilot.
Yep.
And I can see how certain singers and groups can fall back in that when they're playing so much. But I mean, it's a cliche. You never know when somebody's going to see you that one time, or maybe things can change, so you want to show that passion. Okay, so what were your thoughts on Green Day?
Well, I hate to be one of those guys who's just gushing in superlatives, but Green Day, to me, is one of the all-time great rock and roll bands, and they've been doing it since the 90s and very, very consistent. Yeah, they've become more professional and less punk over the years, but they still bring a lot of attitude. The amount of energy is incredible, and you never know what's going to come out of Billy Joe Armstrong's mouth between songs. He can be snarky or he can be funny. He had a great line when he said, put your cell phones away. This is not a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, yes.
That was just hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to get to that topic and the country's obsession with that story later in the show. But I think that, I mean, I took one picture and had fun with it on Twitter, where am I, wrong answers only. I just, the folks, and we bounced around a little bit, but the folks, John, who just have the cell phone up the entire time. I mean, song after song after song. It's like, are you really enjoying your experience here? You got to live it. It's just not the same 6 months later when you're looking at your phone.
No, it isn't, because your video is never as good as it's a live experience.
No.
You know, I saw one artist who had a very deft way to handle this, and he no longer tours, and you'd be surprised. But it was Neil Diamond, who basically said, put your cell phones away. And then at one point he said, okay, you can bring out your cell phones for this song only.
Oh,
okay.
I like that.
And then you can get all your video that you want. I don't remember what the song was. And then put them away and enjoy the concert.
I thought
it was a great way of handling it. Or you can be the other extreme, you know, the Bob Dylan's of the world and lock them up in yonder bags.
That's going too far, though, right? You're giving people a reason to say it's not worth it and not go.
But, you know, we didn't have cell phones years ago, but, it's today. You need them for emergencies or whatever reason.
That's it. You know, and if people are judicious about it, that's the way to go. John Bream is with us 50 years critiquing music. in this town like nobody else. He's still as sharp as ever. Okay, enough of the praise, and I mean genuine praise for both Alabama Shakes and Green Day. Who fell flat? Who didn't live up to it?
Well, I don't know if they fell flat, but, you know, I'm not a big Train fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get an hour on stage, and this is a festival, these are not your own gigs where you play 90 minutes or more, except for the headliners, they get longer period. In fact, Green Day played a full 2 hours, 20 minutes past curfew. Of course they break curfew, right?
Exactly, part of their deal, yeah.
But you get trained. You get 1 hour on stage. And in the hour, they've got three huge hits. Yeah. And then they do four cover songs. Do we need to hear Hey Jude? Do we need to hear The Joker? Come on.
100% right. I'll give him credit, though. When Alabama Shakes finished, boom, Train started, did nothing for me. They do nothing. So I was talking to my son, and we were well away from the stage, so it wasn't affecting that crowd. And then when Train finished, I mean, what was it, John? 3 minutes later, Hozier and his band, right on there. So they were very efficient that way.
The efficiency on stage is absolutely remarkable. I think it's the best thing that they do as a festival. You know, they must have a cast of hundreds of people that make that happen. So you have two opposite stage. You can rush to either stage, or you can be in the middle in the blanket section and just turn around and face the stage. So you never have to move. And it's really efficient. It was never more than like 3 minutes between bands.
I mentioned in the previous segment before you joined, I thought the sound quality, at least when we were bouncing around, was very good. What were your thoughts on that?
I would agree. I think it was very, very good. In fact, in the middle of Green Day last night, I turned to Chris Riemenschneider as we were discussing our wrap-up story. I said, you know, the sound has been really good at both stages. I mean, it's better if you're directly in front of the stage, but still it carried very well. You know, the question is, if the band is playing one stage and you're at the other stage, do you want them to put the sound on the opposite stage just so you can enjoy it without having to move over? You know, that's a technological question to address. Or should appear on the video screen on the opposite stage?
Yes, right. I mean, if you could pull that off, I think that'd be a great way because, like, as I said, we didn't move at all to go see Train. And it's a huge area. So they can handle big crowds, but for Hozier, I mean, it was very, very crowded, which I get. I signed up for, and I don't mind that. But if you could have a screen there, John, and the same sound, I think plenty of people would just stay right there, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Twin Cities Jazz Festival in Mears Park, downtown St. Paul, Lower Town, I mean, much smaller event, obviously. But you can sit by the main stage and the other stages at the other end of the park. You can hear the live sound through your sound system on the main stage while you wait there. So, you know, it can be done. I suppose you've got to have a lot of wires. And
yeah, that's for sure.
Quite know the technology. One other disappointment in terms of the technology. On the main stage, they had a large video screen backdrop, and they never used it for live video. It was always just artsy-fartsy graphics.
Yes, right.
And you really need that big screen so
correct.
That people that are three football fields away can see what's going on.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Just if people haven't been to Harriet Island, it is a huge area. And even where there's some food locations where if you've got those screens going or you have the different screens in the stage and the speakers, it would just make it enjoyable. I thought they did a lot right. They were able to get people in and out pretty efficiently. Does this have enough momentum now after a couple of years to keep going?
Oh, yeah. I think it's got plenty of momentum. One thing I think they bungled, though, was the Hozier Rain situation. You know, you get this disembodied voice. It might have been an AI voice saying, everyone go to the nearest exit. You know, rather than be like, I hate to sound like an old Woodstockian fart, but, you know, you get a real person come out on stage, say, rain is approaching. We've seen lightning. We have to end the show, and we need to exit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the screens on the smaller stage opposite Hozier said incoming weather or something, generic message. What does that mean?
Yeah, right.
You know, you need a real person to come out and tell us what's going on so we understand, and then we, you know, fully cooperate.
He could have also, because in theory, I mean, you're not going to get 30,000 people out there efficiently. I guess if he plays like Take Me to Church, which a lot of people wanted to see, maybe more people stay and don't leave. But if you could convince people, hey, if he says, I'm going to play this song, but I want you all moving towards the exit because I know a lot of you want to hear this song, that might have worked out. But you're asking people to be very compliant, and I'm not sure that many people might have lived up to the expectation.
Right, and I think he kind of fumbled it because twice he said, you know, once he said, we're going to have to, you know, cut it short, and then later goes into his usual monologue, which is a very thoughtful monologue about the kind of state of the world before he sings Nina Cried Power. And, you know, he wasted, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes on the monologue, sang the song, and that was it. And I'm thinking, like you, you know, if you, you...
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You should just come on and say, we have time for two more songs.
Yep.
Then you do take me to church, and everyone leaves happy.
Correct.
But he was not adept at handling a situation like that. And even, I mean, they may think it's rude to have a festival spokesperson come out and talk during an artist performance. No, what they do is they have the stage manager, they tell a stage manager, stage manager somehow gets the message to Hozier. But, you know, it's telephone. You don't really understand what's going on.
Exactly.
He just understands, I have to cut the show short.
Great stuff as always, sir. I appreciate it. You know we'll reach out again down the line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Keep rocking, Chad.
John Bream right here on CCO.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.